The decision was made during a three-day meeting of UNESCO in Abu Dhabi, the United Arab Emirates. China's application includes three parts. The first part concerns the period of massacre from 1937 to 1938. The second part is related to the post-war investigation and the trials of war criminals documented by China from 1945 to 1947. And third part dubious files documented by the judiciary authorities of the People's Republic of China from 1952 to 1956. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying explains why the documents were submitted to the UNESCO.
We submitted our application in an attitude responsible for history. Our aim is to let the world people, including the Japanese people, realize the cruelty of the war more profoundly, that they can better remember history, cherish peace, and jointly safeguard human dignity.
Over 300,000 Chinese were murdered by Japanese troops during the war of resistance against Japanese aggression. Japan has been making efforts to block China's bid to get the documents recognized by UNESCO. It said the killing of a large number of civilians, looting, and other acts occurred, but it is difficult to determine the actual number of victims. Japan's top government spokesman Yoshihide Suga was on record saying that China's application would unnecessarily emphasize a negative legacy from a certain period in the past involving Japan and China. In response, China's Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying has urged Japan to take responsibility for its history for the benefit of future generations.
We hope Japan will hold an attitude responsible for history and future generations, sincerely face up and reflect on the history, properly handle the related issues, and take concrete moves to win the trust of its Asian neighbors and the international community.
The memory of the World's Register is a list of documentary heritage set up by UNESCO in 1992. The latest list was reviewed after a two-year process as a part of the 2014 to 2015 nomination cycle, during which 88 submissions from 61 countries were examined. The final results include 47 nominations. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.